Greetings, chums. Tis Henry here, Henry Turtle, that is, and another edition of Tingle Factor. You know, gossip, scandal, rumour, and the odd name drop. Now, setting the scene for this next piece of music, I want to take you back to post-war Vienna. We're outside the Café Mozart, and across the airwaves comes the Café Mozart waltz. Out of the corner of your eye, there is the odd figure in a collar-raised trench coat, looking very suspicious. But the music is quite cheery. Sit back with me and let's listen to it together. Anton Karas there on the zither, and a bit of background music to that marvellous Third Man movie that Carol Reed created after the war, and who could ever forget Orson Welles. And there he's playing the Café Mozart waltz, the Café Mozart, of course, being a very famous landmark in Vienna, a place Oliver's just returned from. Now, Johnny Ray, one or two of you have said you never play any Johnny Ray. Well, he was a bit before my time, but I've got a marvellous track here, and if you can keep your feet still while listening to it, he's accompanied by Frankie Lane, and it's called Up Above My Head, and it was a big hit in 1957.
Take the day I was born, and I'm not afraid of what the good Lord said.
On the lovely Philips label. I had a cracking 78 of that a long time ago, I seem to remember, but I never played it. And also, around about 1957 onwards, people like Larry Parnes and these managers of these stable of boy, pretty boy stars, used to go to America and come back with an armful of hits or unusual songs or things they thought would suit their artist, like Larry Parnes, for example, Billy Fury. And he came back with this 1959 album by Tony Orlando. And on it was this track, which Billy Fury covered in 1960-61 time, and it was a big hit for him. But this is the Tony Orlando original. Lend an ear.
Don't ever worry that I'll leave you. That's such a foolish thing to do. How could I ever go when in my heart I know I'd never find another you? I might find other arms to hold me, but they would only leave me blue. The thrill of your embrace is one I can't replace. I'd never find another you. Though there are times that we may quarrel, I can't stay mad at you for more than just a minute or two now. I know I'd never want to leave you, 'cause if I search my whole life through, best for me, I'd never find another you. I know I'd never want to leave you, 'cause if I search my whole life through, I know there'd only be a second best for me. I'd never find another you. No, nobody else could hug me, squeeze me, thrill me, tease me, please me like you do. Baby, like you do, just keep your lips right next to mine and every little thing.
Isn't that interesting? That was the original that Billy Fury covered of I'll Never Find Another You, of course, in 1960-61 time. I'm going to do a little featurette on there just for 2 or 3 weeks, because I found a great version of the original of Wondrous Place and the original of Halfway to Paradise and so on. So I'll slip that in as an added feature. Love Me Forever. was covered by Edie Gourmet. It was covered here by Marion Ryan, but the original was by a band called, would you believe it, The Five Esquires. And it's, you either love it or hate it. Have a listen. That record was like Marmite. You either love it or you hate it. And like Marmite, I just absolutely love the whole camp thing. Top Rank Records. I love Top Rank. They only lasted 18 months. And they produced wonderful records like this from Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. Called the Zodiacs, by the way, because they saw an English Zodiac in a garage being repaired when they wanted to think of a name for their backing group. But do have a listen to this. It went zooming up to number one in the UK. It's only about 1 minute and 25 seconds long. So enjoy every second.
Have another dance, yeah, just the one more
That's a great little record, isn't it? Morris Williams and the Zodiacs, and of course, Stay, one of the shortest hit records ever. Now, we started the programme by listening to the Café Mozart waltz, which was used sort of incidental music in the great third man Orson Welles film post-war. Well, Please Don't Kiss Me, that's what Rita Hayworth sung to Orson Welles, her then husband, in the 1947 movie The Lady from Shanghai. She never really forgave Orson Welles for making her shave or cut her lovely red hair off and dyeing it blonde and wearing it very short. Incidentally, Rita Hayworth's voice singing Please Don't Kiss Me was dubbed by Anita Ellis. Have a listen.
Please don't hold me, but if you hold me, don't take your arms away. Comes a change in weather, comes a change of heart, and who knows when the rain will start. So I beg you, please don't love me, but if you love me, then don't take your lips or your arms or your love away.
Please Don't Kiss Me from the beautiful Rita Hayworth. She looked absolutely stunning in close-up as she sung that, and I thought her blonde hair looked rather nice. One of the still photographers was taking pictures of her, and he mentioned that Miss Hayward was sweating. Orson Welles retracted, "Rita Hayworth doesn't sweat, dear boy. She glows." Well, that was rather something worth reporting. And incidentally, the guitarist during that scene, wow, the guitar he had was about a foot thick, and the tone of it sounded absolutely magnificent. So did Elvis Presley when he recorded Jailhouse Rock. And Oliver's put together a lovely sequence of the songs from that for your delight tonight, as they say.
Oh, take this heart, I set me free. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful to me.
There's no joy in my heart, only sorrow, and I'm sad as a man can be. I sit alone in the darkness of my lonely room, and this room is a prison to me. I look out my window, and what do I see? I see a bird, way up in a tree. Yearning, but they're no good to me, 'cause I know I can't kiss you tonight. My heart,
don't break my heart.
This heart that loves you, there'd just be nothing for me if you should leave me now.
Don't leave me now.
What good is dreaming if I must dream all alone? Without you, darling, my arms would just gather dust
like a book on a shelf. Come to these arms.
These arms that need you. Don't close your eyes to my plea. Don't leave me now.
Don't leave me now.
You don't like crazy music. You don't like rocking bands. You just want to go to a movie show and sit there holding hands. You are so square. Baby, I don't care. You don't like a hot rod racing. Driving late at night. You just want a bike with nice and dark. You just want to hold me tight. You're so square. Baby, I don't care. You don't know any dance steps that I knew. No one asks you to love me like you do, 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 do. I don't know why my heart flips. I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, baby. I guess it's just because you're so square. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. I don't know why my heart flips. I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, baby. I guess it's just because you're so square. Baby, I don't care.
baby, I don't care, 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 I don't care, care, care.
That drum fill there by DJ Fontana wasn't in the arrangement, and they all said to him afterwards, why did you put that in? He said, I don't know, I just felt it, but it sounded so good that Elvis said keep it in. Next time you watch the Jailhouse Rock film, it's in black and white, but it's brilliant. Watch out for that sequence in the film when Elvis sings Baby I Don't Care, and notice that when they first start to perform that song, Elvis's backing band, a la Scotty, DJ and Bill Black, have not got sunglasses on. But as the day progressed on filming, the sun came up over the Hollywood Hills and they've slipped their sunglasses on, and when they went for a take, they forgot to take them on. So at the beginning of the film, they haven't got sunglasses on, but at the end of the film, they have. I did warn you at the beginning of this programme, it was full of trivia. The Jailhouse Rock EP, that's the hardest one to get a good mint copy of, because most EPs that came out were bought for birthdays and things, and people never played them, so you can get a good copy. But it took me over a year to find a good copy of Jailhouse Rock, because all the ones in the second-hand shops were worn out. But it went into the top 20 here, the first and only EP ever to have done that. And it sold over 1 million copies worldwide. Lieber and Stoller wrote Jailhouse Rock. My friend Johnny Broom, he went out to Vegas to watch Elvis about 1970s. And he said the most touching and brilliant performance by him that he saw was when he sat down at the piano on his own and sung a song called The End. It was originally recorded by a guy called Earl Grant, and somehow or other I seem to have a 78 copy of it. I must have got it at a jumble sale. I didn't really know I had it, but when I listened to it, it was absolutely brilliant. Never made the charts here, but it was quite well received in America. This is Earl Grant singing the song that Elvis covered in Vegas all those years ago.
Of a rainbow, you'll find a pot of gold. At the end of a story, you'll find it's all been told. But our love has a treasure our hearts can always spend, and it has a story without any end. End of a river, the water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go. But just tell me you love me, and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end. All time. At the end of a river, the water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go. But just tell me you love me, and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end of time, till the end of time.
You can just imagine Elvis sitting down at the piano and playing that, can't you? An absolute delight. That was Earl Grant and his 1958 recording of The End. I remember it was on a Brunswick 78, sort of a black label with gold print. Talking of gold, Oliver's due up after this one with Oliver's Choice. But first, I'd like you to listen to Catherine Ferrier and Isabel Black singing I Would That, My Love. The reason I like that is because I was very, very young, but I think my granny used to sing that to me. That was Catherine Ferrier and Isabel Black, accompanied by piano and scratches off that old 78, for which I apologise, singing I Would That, My Love. That's from way back in the 40s, and I hope you enjoyed it. But you will enjoy this. This is Oliver's Choice. What you got today, Oliver?
Well, as we had two Orson Welles-related pieces, first of all with the Café Mozart Waltz by Anton Karas from The Third Man, and then we listened to a song from a lady from Shanghai, sung... well, not sung, by Rita Hayworth. So this is a piano piece written by Henry Mancini for the Orson Welles film noir, Touch of Evil, and it's called Tara's Theme. Thank you.
unusual. That's quite fascinating. I can't wait for you to elaborate on that film, but I just want to say something very quickly. I've done lots of musical things, and I get a statement and royalties from what's called the Performing Rights Society. And once I got my royalties with check, and one of the people I'd been paid for was Turtles by Henry Mancini, and they'd paid me his royalties for that song. Of course, I returned it immediately. Oliver, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I thought that might be of interest to you.
Well, yes, the piece we just listened to was called Tara's Theme from the Orson Welles directed film noir Touch of Evil, about some intrigue and political skullduggery and gangsterism on the American-Mexican border. So the film follows Orson Welles's larger-than-life police detective, Harry Quinlan. And this piece of music, I remember it from a scene in which he visits Marlena Dietrich's character. She runs a late-night establishment, and she is something of a clairvoyant, and he asks her to look at her tarot cards to tell his future. And here's a clip from the exchange that they have.
You've been cooking at this hour?
Just cleaning up. Huh.
Have you forgotten your old friend?
I told you we were close.
I'm Hank Quinlan.
I didn't recognize you. You should lay out those candy bars.
I think Orson Welles liked a candy bar or two in later years. Although I guess having written the script, he was quite open to making fun of the fact. Supposedly, Marlena Dietrich's character, Tanya, is an older version of the character she played in The Blue Angel. So there's this fiction that she has emigrated to Mexico and she's running another establishment on the border. I won't give away the end of the film, but I don't think Hank Quinlan's tarot cards look too good.
Well, I don't know about you, listeners, but I think we'll have to have a look at this film. It sounds pretty good, Oliver.
Yes, no, it's a wonderful film with all these very charismatic actors like Orson Welles, Marlena Dietrich, I think Janet Leigh, loads of interesting people.
Really, really. We watched a great thing last night, didn't we? The Eyes of Orson Welles.
Yes, there was a... It's on the BBC at the moment. I don't think we're allowed to say that.
<It's>, well, it might not be by the time this is heard, but never mind.
But, yeah, it's a two-hour film about Orson Welles' paintings. That was very, very interesting, I thought. So do you like Henry Mancini's Turtles?
I've never heard it. Oh. I certainly didn't write it. Do you remember all that kerfuffle?
Vaguely. I remember when you looked down on the statement... There was a very conspicuous Henry Mancini amongst all the Henry Turtle songs.
Yeah.
Yes, at the end.
Another one was called The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane, and I got his royalties paid to me for that. Anyway, I suppose we'd better move on. Thanks, Ollie. Do you know, when I was a young lad, Oliver, I used to have a little transistor radio, and it was run on batteries, and the batteries were so expensive, it took up all my paper round money. But I used to love laying in bed and having this transistor radio when it was, you know, tuned up or batteried up, and I'd listen to Radio Luxembourg. And there were two or three songs that I've never heard since, but I've researched them now, and I'm going to play you them. The first one was by Charlie Rich, and it was called Lonely Weekends. See if you remember this, listener.
I'll make it all right.
We'll make it all right.
From Monday morning to Friday night.
Oh, those lonely
weekends. Since you left me.
Since you left me.
I'm as lonely as I can be.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Say so you'd be good to me. Say I love.
A gentleman called Charlie Rich there, sounding very much like Mr. Elvis Presley, I'm sure you'd agree, with a slight tinge of gospel. Another one that came through my little red transistor radio, well, there was a couple, and they were really good records by a guy called Billy Grammer. The first one, of course, was called Bonaparte's Retreat, and the second one was called Gotta Travel On. I'll play them back to back.
Met the gal I love in a town way down in Dixie, neath the stars above. She was the sweetest gal I ever did see. So I took her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the big band played the Bonaparte's Retreat. All the world was bright as I held her on that night, and I heard her say, "Don't go away." So I took her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the guitars played the Bonaparte's Retreat. All the world was bright as I held her on that night, and I heard her say, "Please don't go away." So I took her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the guitars played the Bonaparte's Retreat.
Johnny, but Johnny can't come home,
'cause he's been on the chain gang too long.
High sheriff and police riding after me,
riding after me, yes, coming after me.
High sheriff and police riding after me,
and I feel like
bad. Wanna see my honey, wanna see her bad.
She's the best girl this poor boy ever had. I've been around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've been around and played around this old town too long.
Nope. prizes for guessing. I got those out of my 78 box, my 78 RPM box. Mr. Billy Grammer. They are both on London American Records. And it's Bonaparte's Retreat, and I've Gotta Travel On. Oliver said to me, you haven't name dropped for a whole week. So I scratched my head and spun round two or three times and then stood on my head, and I remembered Scotty Moore. How I went to see him at, I think it was somewhere, oh, I can't remember the club or the pub, but he was playing there, and I wanted to ask him a question, but somebody got in first, and he said, this guy said to him, tell me about Fernwood. And he said, well, that was a little record label that I ran while Elvis was in the army. And we all had a meet-up when Elvis came out of the army. And I told him that I was sort of a bit short of funds, but I had this great guy called Thomas Wayne, and I wanted to record him and release a single. So Elvis said, what you got? And I had a song called The Girl Next Door Went A-Walking. And he played it and he liked it, and he included it on his first LP that came out, Elvis Is Back. And from the monies I got from that, I managed to record Thomas Wayne. And the first one we put out was called Tragedy. And I remember hearing it. It's a very quiet record, and it sort of crackled through my transistor radio. Have a listen. This was down to Elvis, really.
When and storm comes the sun from the stars, my dark has come. You've gone from me. Tragedy.
Thomas Wayne and Tragedy, which was released on the Fernwood label and picked up by a major. And I think Mr. Scotty Moore and the guy who wrote that did pretty good out of it. Now it's Granny and Grandad's time. Get those little ones close, because I'm going to play you an absolute cracker. It's Disney Toon Time, chaps, and this week it's from the film Lady and the Tramp. I'll never forget Peggy Lee when she sung, "He's a tramp, but I love him." Have a listen.
What a dog.
Yeah, tell us about it, Peg.
What a dog.
Peg used to be in the Dog and Pony Follies.
He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him. and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad, he's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
Wasn't that just divine? For grandparents everywhere, if they're all like Eric and Christine, well, what a lovely world it would be. I can't believe that hour, nearly an hour, has passed so quickly. Sammy the cat has just arrived. Do you know, he is the most beautiful cat I think I've ever seen. And he always gives us a laugh. He does something naughty, not destructively naughty. It's like we've got a box that we keep all the microphones in. And he sort of climbs into the studio, nestles up in the microphone box, and sits there almost nose to nose looking at us, just being dead nosy. Anyway, Oliver, thank you for all your great help today. Glad you had a lovely time out there in Vienna. And good to have you back. And get back to work as it is. And thank you for twiddling the knobs, pouring the tea, and generally being a good chap. Just one thing, on the way, could you just put Sammy the cat out? Over and out.